Get up with Joel and Jules on Hit 105.5 for the Hoey Moey Sunday Sesh. Check it out.
Just saw that unbelievable gig that you played. That was in Ballarat too, yeah?
Oh, yeah, Ballarat actually was bananas. We blocked off a mad street and had a bunch of clowns of the town come down, including our friend Illy, that's my big name drop, by the way,
just
came and boogied with the boys, and it was hilarious. We ended up snorting Adderall and doing a whole lot of silly things.
I absolutely love it because that just takes me to being on tour and what you guys, we want to get our listeners inside being on tour with Peking Duck. As much as you can give it to the PG version for breakfast, kids in the car, don't worry, we'll play something to say that. What's it like being on tour? Do you have any rules? What's a no-no?
The big no-no on tour is eating ants. For some reason, it's become a thing lately where everyone, starts eating ants halfway through the tour. And so what we're trying to do is really cut back on it because it gets tempting after a while. You see someone do it and then they're feeling good.
Is it out of hunger or is it for nutrition? Because they are supposed to be pretty nutritious.
It's because, I suppose the food at the airports is rubbish, eh? There's nothing to choose. They've got some of them have a Hungry Jack's. Oh, I don't know if I can even say that on air, but some of them have some yummy burgers. It's all pretty rubbish out there. I mean, the coffee's getting better at the airports, but, the food needs to step up its game. Otherwise, we're going to keep eating ants.
And then apart from that, everything else is... Nothing is off limits.
Nothing is off limits. No, nothing at all. I mean, there's a few things which happen on tour which... I almost said it. Which stay on tour.
No, you don't say that. Tell us. Yeah, I know. Hate that.
It doesn't matter.
Oh, what a lame thing to say.
Oh, I love that.
You should kick me off the air now.
Oh, it's footy players. It's the same thing. Like, have you seen the footage tools? There's footage of Pendlebury, the two captains talking at the end of the match over the weekend, Pendlebury and Joel Selwood, and everyone just wanted to find out, and they said, what happens on the field stays on the field. Sort of get it, but at the same time, you got to let people in.
Yeah.
Exactly. You got to, we're watching that entire game through a lens. And you guys have all these emotions and unspoken things on the field. We want to know. We want to know.
So
we want to know if Thurston hates the rest of his team. We want to know. Anyway.
So what about you guys? Yeah. Who hates each other in the band?
Ah, what happens on the stage stays on the stage.
Yeah, cool.
Wouldn't you just like to know that one?
Yes, we would. What have you got planned for Coffs?
Well, for Coffs, we're actually, we're thinking of spinning a new song, which we haven't actually spun much at all. We've given it a couple of throwdowns across this Clown Town tour, but we're definitely keen to give it another test before we, plan on releasing it. And I think Coffs is a pretty good place to test new stuff. I'm going to throw it out there. This is going to be the next song, and it is featuring Aluna George.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful.
And it's gonna be a pretty exciting time for us to give everyone a sneak preview of what it actually sounds like.
Oh, cool. Now, Joel did show me something from an interview that you done a while ago in regards to manscaping. And it being a very...
In regards to what?
Manscaping. For how long it's been since you've had a trimmer.
Oh, manscaping.
Yeah.
I've not heard that. I like it. No. I like it a lot.
Well, wait, we're trying to...
You've not heard of manscaping?
That's brilliant.
Yes, yeah.
You've done well coming up with that.
No, that's not even a new thing.
I'm in this boring Sydney bubble where everyone's too scared to talk about fun things. I've got a lovely little forest down there, which, I've been bleaching and dyeing different colours.
Really?
My girlfriend hates it because, when you bleach and then dye, the hair loses its
thickness,
clarity, its moisture, its love, its essence. But for me, I think it's more of a visual thing, so I'm pretty into it.
If you weren't in a relationship, would you let it grow like a forest? Or if you were a single man, or wouldn't you care because you're Ruben from Peking Duck and whatever goes on, You know what I mean? When you're a single guy, you want to make sure down there is...
Oh, when I was single, yeah, I did a reverse mohawk, you know, where you shave the middle out. Yeah. And,
wow.
And then I dreadlocked it. And, you know, there's lots of fun ways to show someone a party when you're single. I haven't been single for about 6 years now, but I do remember in high school, it became a little bit of a trend. All the boys were doing stupid things to their manscapes.
Absolutely.
So, with your girlfriend, is she on tour with you? Because you guys are literally on flights every single day, pretty much.
Yeah, I would not wish the 5 a.m. flights upon anyone. But in saying that, maybe one day she will come on tour. Maybe when there's you know, gaps between the dates and, you know, time off to relax and have fun. But because it's an Australian tour, after each, you know, run of two or three or four shows, we can just head straight back to Sydney or, you know, wherever. So it's pretty easy being in Australia. But, you know, if there's like a Europe tour or something where we've got, you know, lots of time off in cool cities, yeah, for sure.
And you just came, you guys were in the US more recently, yeah?
Yeah, I think we've spent the better part of this year in the US.
How was that? How did they respond? Obviously, you've killed it here in Australia. Are you guys well received over there when you're playing your gigs in LA? Did they warm to you straight away, or does it take a little while for them to be able to appreciate your sound and what you're doing?
Well, I guess over there, it's kind of exciting because it's still cool. It's still new. It's still exciting. It's not like, oh yeah, even Nan went to Peking Duck.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like new and it's exciting for them, and that makes it super exciting for us.
Yeah.
Like we get to do that whole adventure journey and everything all over again. Which, you know, after like, you know, the grow up and leading to high and getting to where we became was the funnest, most exciting adventure ever, and to be able to try do it again, not to say do it again, but to have an attempt, it is really fun and really exciting. And seeing the shows, especially, like, we've been playing in the US now for about 4 years and just chipping away and just seeing the crowds get slightly bigger each time. It's such a big place and it's really fun.
You guys deserve it. I mean,
that's very cool.
Yeah, it's bloody cool. And especially in Canada too, where we get to hit the slopes at the same time. It's mad.
Amazing. So can you just tell us your favourite? Because I'll tell you now, so your song with Safia, love it. The best, in my opinion. That's the song that goes on all the time when we're partying at home. As soon as I put that on, my boyfriend's like, yes, that's our song that we really bond over.
Here's a trick, little piece of knowledge. Yeah. Which song with Safia? We actually did two.
Oh, Take Me Over.
Nice. Not many people know, but Benjamin Joseph, the singer of Say My Name, is also the singer of Safia.
There we go.
Ooh la la. There you go.
There we go. Yeah, no,
wow.
Thank you.
That's some good pub trivia.
And we'll
Far
use it.
Out.
And now you'll be able to tell that to the boys.
Yeah.
But yeah, sorry, as you were.
So what is your favourite song of all of yours?
That's a tough call. I might be with you there. Maybe take me over. We walked into the shopping mall yesterday and then decided, Adam and I, have a studio next to this weird Asian shopping center in Haymarket, and it's so weird. We still get lost every day, even though we've been in it 200 times. But we're walking up into the amusement, whatever, games, happy days, whatever you call it, and they had Take Me Over playing, and I think it was then that I realized, you know what, I really dig that post drop.
Yeah.
We'll chase the moment.
The build.
I can't sing, but you know what I mean.
The build up, it gets you every time.
Yeah, there's some good little intricacies to that song, which I haven't really appreciated for the last few years. But yesterday I really did.
Keep on enjoying it. We're going to enjoy the Clown Town Tour when it hits Coffs tomorrow night at CEX. It's going to be a lot of fun. Cannot wait to hear that new music with Aluna George as well.
You beauty. Can't wait to come down and play it.